I am happy to be here with you this morning and see so many here. And as my brother said, I do need your prayers. I know each day, time I get up here, I am nervous, and it seems like more nervous I get, the faster I talk. So I do need your prayers. And it is happy to see our sister Jensen this morning. As me and Steve and Diane and Melissa have traveled over the years, we spent quite a bit of time up in the Omaha area. And they always want us to stop and visit on our way back. We do have a lot of fond memories of this. So I'm thankful to see her this morning. And some of my thoughts during this past week, especially yesterday when I sat down to prepare this, some of my thoughts went back to what we heard so much of during last year, and that was this Y2K and all the things that might or could or would happen, and all the things that we needed to be doing, different things, and preparing ourselves for this. And then we can see after that, there wasn't very much of anything that happened. And in this, my thoughts were this, that we need to be careful of this. I think a lot of times when things like this are, we're warned and or people put out warnings and something doesn't happen, we become lats. And I think we need to be careful there that we don't become lats in this time that we have here. And the scriptures I'll use this morning, I think, are all familiar to us. And I'd like to read just a few and start in Second Timothy, and again, this is a familiar scripture in the third chapter. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And I believe that we know the time that we live in and that we need, as I said before, to be careful in this time. We need to be doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go over to Matthew and read just a couple of scriptures to go with this. And I think I'll start with the 24th chapter and the 36th verse. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So I think that we do need to be careful in this time that we live in. And I think we can see so many things going on around us in the world today that try to draw people away from the Lord. And I think we need to be careful that we don't get caught up in these things. And I believe our brother Ron brought out many of these things last week, or some of these. And I won't read them today. They were in the fifth chapter of Galatians that he read in his sermon last week. But again, I think we need to be careful, because this time here has been given to us as a time to prepare ourselves, a time to be doing that which is right before our Heavenly Father. And I'd like to read just one verse here in the Book of Mormon on this. And there could be many more, I believe, read on this. This is on page 346 in the ninth chapter of the Book of Alma. And I think I'll read just the 41st verse. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. I think it's important for us that we are doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. And again, that we need to be so careful in this time that we have here. And I turn over to 2 Nephi in the 12th chapter. And I think this is, again, a warning here to us. And this is, they're talking about Satan here, or what he will try to do. And I'm reading just one verse here, and then I'll go over to the next page. 25th verse. And others will he pacify and lull them away into carnal security, that they will say, all is well in Zion, yea, Zion prosperous, all is well. And to me, I believe that we need to be careful that we aren't lulled away, as it says here, into this carnal security or a trust in the world, of the things of the world, but that our trust is in our Heavenly Father and our reliance is on Him. I'd like to also go over to the next page. And I think I'll start with the 30th verse here. And again, I think these are warnings unto us. Therefore, woe be unto the children, unto him that is as ease, that it, excuse me. Therefore, woe be unto him that is at ease in Zion. Woe be unto him that crieth, all is well, yea. Woe be unto him that hearkeneth unto the precepts of men and denieth the power of God and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yea, woe be unto him that saith, we have received and we need no more. And then find woe be unto all those who tremble and are angry because of the truth of God. For behold, he that is built upon the rock receiveth it with gladness, and he that is built upon a sandy foundation trembleth, lest he shall fall. Woe be unto him that shall say, we have received the word of God, and we need no more the word of God, for we have enough. For behold, thus saith the Lord God, I will give unto the men, unto the children of men, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And blessed are those who hearken unto my precepts, and lend an ear unto my counsel, for they shall learn wisdom. For unto him that receiveth, I will give more. And unto them, and from them that shall say we have enough, shall be taken away even that which they shall have. To me, that should be a uplifting scripture, that he will continue, as it says here in the 36th verse, I will give unto the children of men line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And blessed are those who hearken unto my precepts and then lend an ear unto my counsel. And that would be my prayer this morning, that we would listen to the precepts that the Lord will give us and will continue to give us. I think the 38th verse is important there. For unto him that receiveth, I will give more. And from him that shall say we have enough shall be taken. And I believe, just knowing myself, I can use all that the Lord can give me. I know my shortcomings, and I know that I need all that the Lord can give me. I'd like to turn all back into Second Timothy. And bring out a few scriptures that I hope will be of help to us during this time that we have here. And I think I'll start with the 10th verse of the 3rd chapter. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I think it's important that we remember that the Lord gave us these scriptures to help us in this time, to guide and direct them, to direct us, that we may rely on them and go to Him in prayer and rely on them to lead us in this life we have here. And as the 17th verse says, that the man of God may be perfect. And I believe that's what the Lord desires of us, is that we will be perfect. And I don't believe that He would tell us to do this if it wasn't possible for us. And our brother Roland brought out last week scriptures to show us that we can do this, that we can be perfect. And again, I don't believe the Lord would give us this commandment to do if it wasn't possible for us. I'd like to bring out a few more scriptures now, continuing in the Bible, to help us, I believe, during this time. And first, I'd like to go over to Ephesians in the 5th chapter. Read just a few verses here that kind of maybe doesn't go along with it entirely, but kind of stuck out at me when I read it. I probably read this, as others have, many times, but these three verses kind of just made more of an impression this time on me. And it's starting with a 25th verse. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And when I was going through there this time, that's three verses just kind of stood out to me. And I think it should be uplifting to us, but also puts, I believe, a lot of responsibility on us. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church. And this is why I think it's talking to us and what I have to be like, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And that's, I believe, our responsibility. We must be holy and without blemish. And that is something for us to strive to do, and also a commandment for us to do. And I do believe we have many great responsibilities in the scriptures that are given to us. But he has given us the way to follow if we rely on him. I'd like to turn over to page 74 in the Book of Mormon. I think I'll start with the 31st verse here. And this is the Lord speaking here to the people. And for this cause he fulfilleth the words which he has given, and he lieth not, but fulfilleth all his words, and no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. Therefore nothing entereth into his rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood, because of their faith and the repentance of all their sins, and their faithfulness unto the end. Now this is a commandment: repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And where do we see these works, I believe, that the Lord has done? We see them in the scriptures that he has given to us. And also we can see them, I believe, and a lot of the blessings that we receive in our lives. Write the things which ye have seen and heard, save it be those which are forbidden. Write the words of this people, which shall be even as has been written of the which has been. For behold, all the books which have been written, and which shall be written, and shall this people be judged. For by them shall their works be made known unto men. And behold, all things are written by the Father. Therefore, out of the books which shall be written, shall the world be judged. And know ye that ye shall be judges of this people according to the judgment which I shall give unto you, which shall be just. Therefore, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily, I say unto you, even as I am. And now I go unto the Father. What kind of men are we to be? We're to be like the Lord. And I believe here he shows he has given us the examples to follow. And I'd like to continue on page 651. Again, here he tells us that he has given us the example. He is the example for us to follow. And here he's speaking after he had to sacrament on this land here. I think I'll start with 46 verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example. I have set an example for you. And again, I believe the Lord has set in the scriptures the example we are to follow. I'd like to turn over to page 162. This is the second book of Nephi, in the 13th chapter. And I think I'll start with the 27th verse here. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and the only and the true doctrine of the Father and of Son and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. And I wanted to go back here to the 30th verse. Wherefore, if you shall press forward, we need to press forward, and we need, as it says here, to be feasting on the word of Christ. These words that he has given to us to help us in this time here. And I'd like to continue and maybe bring out just a few more scriptures of these that he has given unto us. I'd like to turn into 1 Thessalonians. In the 5th chapter, and this is one of my favorite chapters because I think it says so much. It can be almost like a sermon here in itself. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. And I don't believe that we do. We know the times and the season we live in. We know the day we live in. For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. And again, I believe that's kind of a, I don't know if you want to say a warning, but should be something for us to think of. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light. And what we read, just read in the Book of Mormon, this light is what? It's Christ. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. I believe we need to be watching the things that are happening around us, watching what we are doing, the way we lead our lives. I know that I need to anyway. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, is our desire to live with our Heavenly Father, to be with him one day. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are ruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. And as I was reading this 14th verse. I think I can look at myself and see my shortcomings. Because I wonder if I do this, if I warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. And I ask myself if I am doing that. Sometimes I don't like the answer, but it is something we're supposed to be doing. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. And I think that's important. We need to let the Lord's Spirit work in our lives. Let it have room in us, and not to quench it or put it out of our lives. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And I believe that's important. And my brother Ron, I believe, brought this out last Sunday too. To abstain from even the appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do. Brethren, pray for us. And I believe that each one of us need the prayers of our brothers and sisters. Because I know that I do. I need your prayers. I'd like to continue and go back to Ephesians. In the 4th chapter. And read just a few verses here. I think I'll start with the 26th verse. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. And I think that's so important. Not to give place to the devil. He has no part in us. Let him that steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And I think that is important, that we walk in this love for our Heavenly Father, our love for our brothers and sisters. He tells us in Matthew we're to love our enemies. And I believe to do this, we do need the Lord's love in our life. I'd like to read just a couple more scriptures here and turn back to 1 John in the 4th chapter. And I believe these few scriptures here again could be a sermon in itself. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if we love God, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And I believe if we do have that love for our Heavenly Father and this love for our brothers and sisters and each other, it's going to show in the way that we lead our lives, the things we do, the things, and people will be able to come and that will notice this in the way the people we come in contact with that are around. I believe that's how this love needs to show in our lives. I'd like to go into 1 John, also in the 3rd chapter, and read just a couple verses here. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And I believe that's what I was just trying to say. Let our love show in the things that we do, in the way that we lead our life. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And I believe that is the desire of each of us, that we are doing the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he has given to us. And I believe that's the desire of each of us too, is to have this Spirit working in our lives that he has given to us. And I believe it is our desire to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before our Heavenly Father. I believe that is the desire of each of us, that we want to be with him one day. And I'd like to close by reading just one more scripture in the 1 John, continuing in 1 John, in the 5th chapter. And this I would like to leave you with this morning. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And they aren't. His commandments are not grievous. They have been given to us to help us and to lead us and direct us, I believe, in this life. And it is our responsibility to be following them. Thank you.